Chodesh Al Vavos, Tuesday night, or Le Yud Aleph Tammuz. Chodesh Al Vavos, Menashir, Shara Kniya, we're in Perek Tshi. Can self-satisfaction and pride in what one did and accomplished coexist with Kniya, with humility, or submissiveness, Kniya? That's Perek Tshi's question. And his answer is that first he categorizes what at least this translation calls Schichus Hadas, which is maybe arrogance, but it's really not arrogance, because he's going to end up saying that there's a good kind. So we'll call it self-satisfaction or pride. Maybe pride is the best word, Taka. Because you're proud of what you did. You take pride in what you did. So if it's Gashmi, he says you can have this pride in Gashmius. Gashmius could mean your body, your health, your good looks, your wealth, how successful you are in the business world. You have a nice house, nice things, etc. That's all in Yonei Haguf. And Chelek Hasheni is you can take pride in your qualities, in your ruchniyustika qualities. Chochma, Maisim Tovim, you do mitzvahs, etc. He says, certainly pride and gashmius will. Now, it's not so posh at what he's saying, because you'll see when we get to a certain point, we're going to come back and see why what he says, how he says it could coexist in Ruchnius, the way he says it, why can't he say the same thing in Gashmius? So we'll come back and we'll see. But that's why I'm choosing my words carefully, because Harry, it this pride in Gashmius chases away your feelings of Kniya and Anova. And they really cannot coexist. They're at odds with each other. They're at loggerheads. Why? Once you're taking pride and you're feeling good about yourself, feeling good that, I'm rich, I'm handsome, I'm healthy, etc., that is so not you that any such feelings have to negate Hashem's role. So of course it doesn't have to be total, but to the degree that you have this feeling, to whatever degree you have it, so you sholel lo hevil lidei kach ki im iyadiyoso, his lack of recognition is baal tovoso, which in this case is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'heyoso toeba, and you're assigning some degree of being the cause to yourself. The chosa you do also, and he's ignoring as mehiru siluka mimena, how quickly the whole thing, everything could be taken away from him like that, and he has nothing to say about the matter. The avirosa miyatzlo, and it's taken away from him. Umedame, and he's thinking shu ametav liatzmo ba, that his fate is in his own hands. V'shehu ha-rocheh sh'osa b'chocho v'atzoso k'maymer son cheriv b'koch yodi yosisi v'chachmosi bin kinevinolsi v'omen nebuchadnezzar alodohi bovel rabso t'yeno b'naisol v'es malchu b'skof, I built it up b'skof chasne v'likar hadri v'maparo li'yori v'niasisini. We're on the first line now of page Reish Yud Aleph. After that came the downfall. You find that by Haman also, that the Gaon, the Gaiva, becomes the catalyst for the punishment. Aval, however, So that he says there's a bad kind and there's a good kind. Another two kinds. Nechlekas l'shnei chalokim. Ha'echad mugune, one is not good, v'sheini meshubach. Ha'mugune, and you see, you say you take pride in your ruchniyistic accomplishments. Kasher zocha das ha'chocham b'chochmoso v'ha'tzadik b'ma'asov. And now we look and we see. So he takes pride in it. He feels accomplished. If that results, that he's patting himself on the back and he doesn't feel the need to keep on doing, keep on being mechadesh, keep on growing, he feels, okay, now I've accomplished so much. So it negates the need, the urge to keep growing and to keep doing more and more. And it's enough because people know about him and he is praised for his accomplishments. He described this in previous prakim. It leads him to look down condescendingly on others. Ubizuyam the seeper migra oseyam, and he enjoys when they make a mistake, and he enjoys when they're exposed in some way that's not so good, and he feels good about that. Pashpolos chachmeidoro v'yichidei zmano v'hisporus b'chesron chaveira v'iyadiyosam kamohu. If they don't know as much as he does, it makes them feel good. That's terrible. Zeh nikra etzel kadmoneinu miskabit b'klon chaveiro. So there you see that the feeling of self-esteem and pride, you see, is poison. It certainly chases away kniya. You see, it causes a reaction that's terrible. But a good kind of pride in spiritual qualities. And he takes pride in it. His feeling of pride is a feeling of gratitude to Hashem. You know, he recognizes that he has accomplished, and he just feels thankful to Hashem for allowing that to happen. Al shehir b'lehetiv lo b'kach v'nosel lo cheshek l'kach. Again, he doesn't think that he is the cause of that. He takes pride in it, but then he turns it around and he says, you know, thank you Hashem for giving me, you know, for putting me in this situation, giving me these parents, letting me be born, having these influences in my life. Notice he doesn't take credit for it. Avil Adover Lishov, and his desire now is to keep growing. In other words, he takes pride in what he did, and he says, okay, now let me build on that. Now I could do even more, I can accomplish even more. Avil Adover Lishov Lahosef Mehem, Uli Shtadel Bohem, to work more and to build, Uli Konel Baalehem, Uli Schaber Lancheyem, and he wants to hook up with people who are doing even more than he's doing. The lochus al genusa mulahaster migra oseihem, and he doesn't look down on people. Adarabi, he wants to learn from them, and he says, "Oh, I could learn. I could now like continue, and I could learn from other people how to do this and how to do that." We're talking in ruchnius de gemilus. V'lispar bohem ula ohavem ula lamed aleihem schus ula malei chodosov lohem. Mema'et, he minimizes ma'alos atzmo, tobin mishtadel laharbos mehem, mitztoer, he feels bad that he can't do even more, he feels he has to do more, mitztoer ali yicholt olamale ma'avoyov mehem, nichna lemishu mekaveh leholsef al yodo, who can help him, he's nichna to anyone who could help him grow. Modal Hashem, al mashechanonu min amidos analos, He thanks Hashem. Everybody, you know, there but for the grace of Hashem, go I. You have to thank Hashem for putting you in this situation, for having the influences you had, whether it's friends or Abayim, or whatever it is. Now, the Chavos HaLavos is describing pride. We're going to talk, Harei Zchichos Hadas Hazu. This pride is quite obviously and clearly Eino Neged HuAnova V'lo Shalel Esasa. It complements Anova, or it can go hand in hand with Anova, no problem. Uvechagon Zeh Omer HaKosov Al Yehoshafat Olav HaSholom V'yigba Libo B'darkei Hashem. That's what we learned. We just learned it in the Nachshia. It's in Divrei HaYomim, but we learned those psukim. Vayigba liba v'darkei Hashem. He felt a capability, a pride, an ability, and he took the ball and ran with it. He did more. He built more bate midrashim. He destroyed more avodah zara. He felt more in control, and he. Elohim shutefes love and osefes aleha. It can complement and be a shutuf with kniya. Okay, now he said a mouthful, and really, if you take what's his question, what question is he posing? I think it's really a throwback to the first parak. In other words, he's elaborating on what he said in the very first parak, that kniya is not really sholel. Your sense of self, or you are taking pride in your accomplishments, we'll call it. But here he's categorizing it much more. But the question is, let's take the first thing he said. Let's take first the second half, and we'll come back to the first half. The second half is, I take pride and I feel good about my ruchniyustika accomplishments. So he said a person could look at a person and see where that takes him. So you see if it could take him to the bad gaiva, it could take him to, what does he say? He counts out, he doesn't feel like he has to grow anymore. He feels self-satisfied, and that's it. He feels a self-satisfaction. He's satisfied with himself. So, in other words, he's not looking at Hashem, that maybe he has to do more, and Hashem is giving him opportunities for steiging even more and more. He has his scorecard, and he's doing very well on his scorecard, so he doesn't have to do more. He doesn't feel like he has to answer to Hashem, even in his ruchniyus tikkun. See, that's why the first phrase is that his satisfaction leads him to not feel like he has to do more, that he did enough. And then he starts with, he feels good about his fame and people hold of him, and then he starts denigrating others, and because he wants to maintain his position. So obviously that pride in his ruchniyustik accomplishment might as well be pride in gashmiyustik accomplishments. If it becomes just a self-worship, and it could become a self-worship where he feels good about himself. I'm saying, like, Hashem's not in the picture. He feels good. So it happens to be in ruchnius. So what? But he feels good, and he feels that he accomplished, and he considers it like a personal victory, and he feels that he's responsible for that victory. And the other kind of pride, he just turns it around and feels more gratefulness to Hashem, feels that he doesn't deserve to be in this place where he accomplished. The guy finishes Shas, and he's making a Siyum HaShas. So he could feel, he's patting himself on the back, and he feels like, you know, he accomplished, like he reached a certain plateau, that's great, and he's patting himself on the back. Or he could really, if he wouldn't feel so good, then he wouldn't be so thankful to Hashem. You know, he feels very good, he knows what he accomplished, but that just makes him feel gratitude to Hashem. I couldn't have done it without you. Like, look at all these other people who are better than me, and they didn't do it. And, like, thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it, and the availability to do it, and the chance to do it. He doesn't take pride, like, in his Bechira, but he, like, shoves the credit onto Hashem. Now, in the first half, so then it could coexist. He calls it coexisting because, you know, he's thanking Hashem for something. He's realizing that this sense of accomplishment, and that he really did something good, etc. And he's turning around and he's saying, now I have to do more, and thank you Hashem, and I don't know what I did to deserve this, and I really, like, wow, Baruch Hashem, Hashem made me a tool through which this happened, etc. Now, in the first thing, let's say a person's rich or strong. Let's take the first line in the Ruchniyustika description. So certainly if he would feel good about it and use that as a vehicle to thank Hashem for giving him these gifts, then I don't, you know, so then why can't they also coexist? His feeling good about being handsome, or his feeling good about being rich, or his feeling accomplished about being smart and getting a scholarship into whatever he got a scholarship for, and he feels good about it. Now, if he turns that around into a feeling of, wow, thank you Hashem, what did I do to deserve this, it's all you, I would imagine then it could also coexist. So I think he just means b'derech klal, you're good. So here, I just think b'derech klal, it's much harder. That's what I really don't think. It's just harder. It's not going to happen. The pride of gashmiyustik accomplishments is very rarely turned around to Hashem.
I don't think that's what he's saying, though. I think the whole point was
because he could have made the same chiluk by gashmiyus too.
But bechira, we talk about bechira as being only in the ruchnius realm.
Right.
So you can be proud, personally, I think he's saying, you can be proud of your Ruchnius accomplishments because
but only
you had
if you
and you did it. But also, but yeah, you have to turn it around and thank Hashem.
No,
but you can still
no,
have a sense
no,
of
no,
pride.
No, not good also. No, no, no. Look again. He doesn't say that. He says you use it. You imzocha hadas hachocha b'chachmosa v'tzadik b'masov mitoch toda l'Hashem. In other words, he calls it, it combines, it's mischaber, it's like two sides of a coin. Wow, look what I did, and wow, look, and then that becomes, wow, look what Hashem enabled me to do. Now really, again, theoretically you could do that in Gashmius also, right? You could accomplish great things, and you can turn it around and use it as a vehicle for thanking Hashem and feeling gratitude. So I'm not sure why. I think he's saying a reality that pride and gashmius will chase away because the ego more quickly feels it's him. And the chanami, if you're on a certain madrega and you a person becomes rich, good. We're not talking about a guy that wins the lottery. Talking about a go-getter. That I think the nature of ruchniyustika pursuits leaves more room for a person to. The nichna is living with Hashem. The nichna is primarily doing shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. The nichna is always feeling that everything he does and everything he does is really accomplished by Hashem, and he owes everything to Hashem. So I just think he means, yes, it's theoretically possible for someone on a very high madrega to take Gashmius like a gifts and turn it into a vehicle for Avodas Hashem also. Right? He can make, he could thank, he can be Mahalel, he could, I assume, you know, the Chleis the Ovos did that, Shimshon HaGibor maybe did that with his Gvura. I just think it's less likely to happen because it's Gashmius. And Vayishman Yeshur and Vayivot. You see, the Torah is much more afraid. The Torah assumes that a normal natural reaction to having things good in Gashmius would be Vayishman Yeshur and Vayivot. Because it's Gashmi, because it speaks to our physical side and it speaks to our egos more. And when you're involved in something ruchni, you're more apt, because it's ruchnius, so you're more apt to, you know, to latch on to Hashem. Right? You have to, like, to have his first description is like, you really have to take ruchni and then, like, twist it and turn it. But it's basically ruchnius, and it really, like, left to its own, on its own. You know, like the Gemara says, if you learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, so it becomes a Sam Hamavis. Yeah, you can take even the holiest thing, Torah, and you can take even Ruchnius, and if you're not Zolchev, because you could warp it, and it can be a reason to be a Balgaiva, and a reason to denigrate people, and a reason to look down on people, and a reason to make fun of people, and a reason to feel superior to them. That's what he goes through the whole
litany. But even the Torah tends to disagree with that a little bit, the agreement between yourself and Zolchev. Okay, basically, you know, Zachar, according to this, they were stuck in the Gashmius world, and Zvulun did all the Lima Torah. You still...
You mean Yisachar? Yeah. Again, that's what I'm saying. It is possible to take Gashmius sticker things, but for that you need a very high madrega. To take Gashmius sticker things and use them as a tool to feel thankful to Hashem. And I'm bringing a raya is rarer and harder, and he's discussing here the norm. My raya is that you see in the Torah much quicker warns. Let's say Ashir, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, Ashirus, wealth is a nisayon, and poverty is a nisayon. But you see, the Torah doesn't spend so much time at all. I'm talking about poverty as a nisayon. I think, like, in its natural flow, Tzoros brings a person closer to Hashem. And in its natural flow, having it good, and Shalva, and Osher takes a person away. But we all know people who can take wealth, and Shalva, and, you know, and act the way he's describing here. I'm thankful, I'm humbled by the kindness that Hashem has showered me with. I don't feel superior to other people. I realize they could have easily been just as successful as I was. It's, you could, and you could take the Torah and also. It's just less likely to happen. It's not the normal flow of... It's not a normal flow. It wouldn't happen that way normally. You could, but it, like, takes it's an exertion. Exertion. You're taking things out of, like the Maral would say, out of the natural order. You're making them take an unnatural course. You see, the Torah and the Nevi'im are full of warnings not to let good times take you away from Hashem. They don't say not to let poverty take you away to Hashem. I don't know if that's mentioned anywhere, even though we all know, you know. You see, in the Torah's description of Tzoros, even in Hazinu, when it's discussing like the worst of Tzoros, it talks very naturally that the Tzoros will make you do tshuva and turn to Hashem. And we know, unfortunately, that Tzoros sometimes turns people away from Hashem, right? It does, you know, so, but it's not, I'd say, you see from the Torah, that's not normal. It's... I would even go so far as to say, and this might be a very, I shouldn't say this out, maybe it's really a riot that the person was never shalom with Hashem before the Tzoros started. I'm suggesting. If you see in the Torah that Tzaros has a natural way of bringing a person closer to Hashem, and riches and wealth and shalva and having things going swimmingly well have a natural tendency to pull a person away, and he has to be warned not to let it happen. So I think this parak is a reflection of that. Okay.